Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
So, Marcel, good afternoon.
Hello.
It's great to have you here today. Now, Marcel is Dr. Marcel Quinion. She is a mind, body and nutrition coach, but you've got loads and loads and loads of strings to your bow, if you can call them that. You're a highly qualified practitioner and you cover things like clinical hypnotherapy, solution-focused brief therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, transactional analysis, mind-body nutrition, so many different things. But today we're going to be focusing on dynamic eating psychology.
Yes, we are.
Which I think is fascinating and a subject that so many people need to know about. But first of all, Marcel, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into doing what you're doing today?
So I am somebody who, I mean, I'm in my early 50s now and I probably have struggled with weight most of my childhood and adult life, like many of us. Mm. And the, the main solution to that has always been, eat less, exercise more. And there comes a time when you realize that's just not working anymore. So I was looking for something new. I probably started my first diet when I was 11, and it just continued right through into my early 40s. And I was lucky enough, I guess, to find a program that combined weight loss with cognitive behavioral therapy. And I had done my PhD in psychology, in particular how the brain processes language, 20 odd years ago, and my postdoctoral research in how the language we use affects our quality of life. So I'd known for a very long time that there was this relationship between language and thought and how we feel, but I guess I hadn't really thought about how it worked with eating. So when I kind of applied it to myself, I guess 10 years ago, it was a revolution, I guess. It was a revelation, a revolution, all of those things.
Yeah.
And I eventually became a weight management counsellor. So this was 10 years ago, helping people with the same kind of weight loss program, combining that with cognitive behavioral therapy. And over time, I found it worked to a point. But cognitive behavioral therapy, which is still the preferred kind of solution that's handed out by practitioners, works for some people, but it doesn't work for everyone.
Okay.
So I was looking for something else. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I came across the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, which is affiliated with the University of Colorado. And I studied with them to become a certified eating psychology coach and mind body nutrition coach. And that's I still use CBT because I was trained in it all those years ago. But as you said, I'm trained in lots of things, and I guess I tailor my program completely for the clients that come through my door. So I will use whichever techniques I think will work best for them. So eating psychology is one of those. But I'll use a mix of things, really.
Yeah, because one size doesn't fit all.
It really doesn't. We're all different.
Fascinating. So lots of us overeat. I think most people overeat. You get the occasional person who undereats, but most people overeat in one way or another. Why is that?
Oh, gosh. It can be for so many reasons. So sometimes it is about nutrition. Sometimes we're eating the wrong kinds of food that set us up for cravings. So if we tend to eat, quite carbohydrate-rich things, quite a lot of sugar, that can send our blood sugar into these kind of peaks and troughs, which can affect our mood, our energy. So we reach for the next sugar fix to give us or caffeine or whatever the stimulant might be. So sometimes it's that. The main area that I work in is stress. Stress massively affects so many things. Our ability to think clearly and make good choices. It pretty much switches off our digestion. So our stomach is kind of going, where's my food? We might be gorging and throwing stuff down our necks, but if my stomach isn't expecting it and doesn't know it's coming, it's kind of going, where's my food? Which sets us up to overeat. Cortisol, which is our stress chemical, that can set us off overeating. Lack of sleep can set us off overeating. Trauma, that could be emotional trauma or physical trauma. There's a long list. But it's, for me, it's about stress, it's about sleep, and it's actually about the way we think about things. It's the language inside our head that tells us that we're starving, that we, I must have some chocolate, or, you know, I won't have the energy to get through the day. It's that kind of thing. It's those thoughts. And unfortunately, whilst our brain is amazingly clever, it's also quite stupid, and it will believe what we tell it. So our thoughts are obviously, you know, are quite often a big cause of why we overeat. And one thing is, I mean, you know, overeating is only one cause for weight gain. You know, cortisol itself can layer fat on our middle without us overeating. As you say, sometimes it's undereating. And for people who do overeat, quite often it's they're nutritionally deficient. They're not eating what I would call real food.
No, don't get me started, because that's something I talk about on here, that people who, you know, eat fast food, who eat very, very rich carbohydrates, sugary things, their body's actually crying out for nutrition.
It is.
That's why they feel hungry, because they're not. And you get obese people who are actually nutritionally deficient. They are starving because they're malnourished. That's right.
Exactly. So that is a you know, another cause of overeating.
Why is it? I mean, what do health professionals feel about this? Because you do hear of lots of people who go to an NHS doctor, they might need an operation, and the doctor will say, okay, you need to lose, here's a diet sheet, you need to lose some weight. We all know that doesn't work, because it's all in your head.
I know.
But why are they not better qualified to do more, or have someone they can refer people to?
I honestly wish I knew the answer to that, and if I could get in front of them all and help change their minds, I would be a much happier person. So, you know, I actually had that experience recently. So I had major surgery last year. And as a result of that surgery, gained weight. My body went into complete shock. So it layered cortisol. Now, in the old days, I would have panicked and gone, oh my God, I need to do something about this fat. But my logic brain kicked in and said, it's a protection. It's there to protect you. It will come off when it's ready. It's just a symptom. It's not the cause. But the doctor did hand me this, you know, low GI food sheet. And, you know, after everything I told him, you know, this is, I do this for a living. It's not that. But they, some of them are quite old school trained. I mean, I think more and more there are more practitioners now coming on board who understand that it's, you know, of course, nutrition and exercise are important, but they're really only 50% of the equation. You know, how we approach eating, our thoughts, stress, sleep, kind of my picture, if you like, my analogy is that of an iceberg. So, you know, the tip of the iceberg is what you see. And many practitioners will try and, you know, deal with that. But actually, underneath the iceberg, there's a whole pile of stuff, and if you don't deal with that, then the weight is going to come back on. And unfortunately, they'll look at the statistics, which show that, of course people will lose weight if you put them on a restricted diet, but after 2 years, the statistics show that at least 98% of us put that weight back on and more.
And that's why it's incredible, knowing the strain on the National Health Service because of obesity and obesity-related illnesses, that they don't do better research and listen to other people. It's awful, isn't
it? It's the same with gastric band surgery, actually. A lot of people, I've got a lot of friends who've had, you know, gastric bands or stomach bypass, that kind of thing. Huge surgery. There's still no psychological support for them. And it's not just simply shrinking your stomach to expect more food, because it's not about the food.
No, it's not about the food at all. No. Well, I can't believe how fast time is going. But I know there's lots of ways that you can help people. So if people have an inner struggle around their body image and their weight, how can you help them?
So many ways, actually. So first of all, the most cost-efficient way is I run regular workshops. several different types, but all around a mindset approach to eating, which I run with a personal trainer. So we do a full mind body, because it is about mind body. I don't think you can separate them. Yeah. You know, nothing magic happens at the neck. Yeah. So she and I run regular workshops, and the details are on my website, which is just www.brainreframe.com.
Okay.
I'm also putting together a 12-week package, which will be available from November.
Okay.
Or people can just email me. So that's just marcel@brainreframe.com. And I quite often have blog articles on my website. I post out to Facebook, and I write a regular mental well-being column in the Your Elmbridge magazine.
Oh, okay.
So all of those ways.
Yes, yeah. So lots and lots of different ways.
Yes.
And I don't know what the success rate is. Maybe we can very quickly answer this, but is it possible for most people to have a good relationship with food?
It really is, but it's about changing the mindset.
Yeah.
It's the diet industry is focused on restriction and rules. That's ultimately it, you know, eat this.
Yeah.
If you can, sounds a bit woo-woo, but it's really about learning to love yourself from within, and that will help you have a more loving relationship with food. But absolutely, it is possible for everybody.
Yeah.
It's about learning how to get your brain on side.
Okay, we love woo-woo on this show, so don't worry about that. Do you want to give that website address out again?
Yes, it's www.brainreframe.com.
Brilliant.
And all my contact details are on that page.
Brilliant. Marcel, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Dr. Marcel Crinian, and she's been talking to us today about the whole mind-body dynamic eating psychology. So look out for that podcast.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.